We did talk a little bit about, I kind of wrapped the meeting up with two pieces of information. We did accept township delegation for registration authority for cannabis for two more townships, Stevens and Baker. So we're pretty much almost countywide exclusively. There's, you know, a couple of jurisdictions that are still looking at that, but we will be the registration authority for anybody looking to do cannabis business almost exclusively in the community. I did wrap the meeting up with the first quarter budget report. County financially is sitting very good, but I caution the commissioners, it's early in the year. We have a lot of crisis type response things that we end up paying for that are hard to budget for that maybe don't have a revenue source. One of the big things coming up here on May 15th is first half tax collection. So
I was just going to bring that up when you were talking about how the things are going back on the taxpayers.
Yes.
So, yeah, go on.
May 15th. So it's been busy foot traffic. So if you don't have an ACH, which we're happy to set that up, if you want an automatic withdrawal out of your account, it's a nice way to pay taxes. That's the way my family does it. And it's really nice. You can set it up from a savings or a checking. You don't have to worry about walking a check-in. You get an email ahead of time. It tells you it's coming out. So that's my plug for anybody not on that. That's a pretty slick way to do it. But taxes are due the 15th. So that's our big first revenue push for the year. This is one of our lowest cash flow times coming up to May 15th. And so I kind of talked to the board about that. And then another major source of revenue for the county is state aids. And those paid July 1 and December 1. So revenue, we're down. Expenses are trending under budget so far in the year. But some of our biggest cash outlays here come through the summer months as construction work picks up for our highway staff. And then, you know, there's always a lag in our human services bills, 30, 60, 90 days, both in revenue and expenditures because of how long some of those things take to bill out and receipt money back for. So overall, I told them looking very good. We're making really good interest on all of our money market accounts. But, you know, my caveat there was we really need to live within our means and be really careful this year because we are deeply concerned about how the budget's going to turn out at the state level and how that's going to impact next year's levy. I know, you know, some of our larger county partners are already looking at staffing and, you know, do you go ahead and hire and replace somebody not knowing what's coming next year and stuff like that. So I think there's some hard conversations coming up if things pass the way that they're trending to pass. So just encourage folks to make sure they're paying attention. Make sure you call your legislators, tell them what your position is on some of the things at the state level. Other than that, we're just looking at some upcoming meetings here. We'll have our regular meeting on May 20th. And then as we move into June, we'll also have the County Board of Appeal and Equalization. So that kind of ends our season of valuations. And then it'll just be regular meetings in June, and then we'll start budgeting in July.
Okay.
For next year.
Yeah, wow. I can't believe I was just having this conversation yesterday that just how fast this year seems like it has gone for me already.
Yeah.
I mean, now we're looking we're done with the first week now of May. It's crazy. So still a lot on the agenda coming up, but a lot of great information there. Yeah. So I appreciate you, Rebecca, coming in and letting us know.
Yeah.
And we will talk to you relatively soon, right?
Yes. I'll be back on the 21st of May. So
okay, great.
Thanks for having me, Murphy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much. That is our community connection for this Wednesday, May 7th.